All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket, Friday morning with the Musers. I guess we need to open the door and let our old buddy in because we need some maintenance work here at the bunker. So from the mothership, it's Clarence Murphy. Hey, Clarence.
Hey, Donnie Miller. I was just down in the boiler room at the station, and I heard you guys get talking about football and baseball.
Yeah.
As I'm working on the pipes, giving them the old once-over with the monkey wrench.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard y'all talking all that sports, so I decided to hop in my Corolla and head over here and tell you a sports story. If you want to use it on the air later, you can.
We're on the air right now.
Yeah, this is about 10 years ago, you know, before the China virus had us QAnoning the Capitol because Hillary had email servers full of non-long-form birth certificates. And I was hanging out at the time a lot with YouTuber Logan Paul, as well as John Quincy Adams and Mike Ducey.
Well,
yeah, what an odd group.
Another Ducey story.
And we decided to head out on the town to see if we could find some of that cocaine that Mike Ducey kept promoting to us.
All right, stop it.
Yeah, he said it would, quote, make us feel alive and not so third place to Dale Hansen and whoever Channel 5 was rolling out this week, end quote. So we're driving all over DFW to Ducey's various dealers.
God.
But apparently he owed them all money so they wouldn't sell to him. So we'd sit in the car and watch him go up to the door, and we'd see the wild hand motions and gesticulations before the arguing turned to fisticuffs, and they'd wrestle Ducey out onto the front lawn and stomp they ass for 30 minutes at a time. And,
poor Mike.
And then he'd hit back to the car in a fake chipper mood and tell us all the dealer just ran out. So we had to move on to the next one. Anyway, we finally tell him, hey, listen, Deuce, we don't want drugs. We just want to have a good time, you know. We just wanted to party it up. So we drove down to Deep Ellum with, I think it's John Quincy Adams at the wheel. Anyway, Logan Paul was in the passenger seat, and Deucey and I were in the back.
Yeah.
And, of course, the whole time we're all tugging on flasks, you know, and everything. We're partying. This was, you know, 10 years ago when you could do that sort of thing.
I don't think you could do it then either.
And the whole time Deucey's telling us about how he was involved in the JFK thing and about how the Elizabeth Smart deal was a lot more complicated than it looked. I couldn't quite follow what all he was saying. It was all kind of weird stuff. Anyway, he's drunk, you know. Anyway, JQA and Logan, they drop us off.
Yeah.
And they're going to go park the car, and Ducey starts in about how his fantasy was to always get a matching penis tattoo with another man he didn't feel threatened by.
Really?
Very specific. But anyway, so we go into this tattoo parlor, and after some awkward negotiation, we decided to each get the name of our home state tattooed on our manhood.
Okay. I see where this is going.
So I get New Hampshire. Ducey gets the abbreviation for Iowa. And then we head out of there and we'll go to watch some skinhead band Ducey was into. Anyway, he goes on and on about how he had this plan to overthrow Dale as the reigning TV champ.
Mm-hmm.
And his plan, it was convoluted, man. It was something about starting a local talk show and how he planned to steadily establish domination by getting his time allotment cut back to near nothing.
Interesting plan.
And then have him bring in a co-host to help him out and all this kind of stuff. He had it all worked out. But finally, I get so tired of this rambling, I punch him right in the Iowa.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh. No.
He starts screaming and crying, and he vowed that one day he would wear a hairpiece on the air to get back at me, and lo and behold, he made good off
sure
that.
Enough, yeah.
Sure enough, he's doing it every night, gets back at me every single night on the air and everything. And so after I punch him, he's screaming and hollering. I can't get him to stop, so you know what I have to do, don't you?
Hmm.
I have to reach into my pants pocket, grab my shotgun that I keep secreted on my person at all times for just such an event, so as I can fire it up in the air and send everybody scattered and tell Ducey to shut the hell up.
The old shotgun.
Anyway, if you guys need to kill a few segments, you can tell that incredible sports story on the air.
Well, I don't know that I believe that story.
Yeah. So what y'all need? Well, what's this board doing down here on the floor?
Yeah, fix that.
I need to just kind of lift it to, and set it to the side and peer down there very closely into the darkness. What is it?
Be careful.
God,
oh, no.
Careful. Oh, no. He fell down the well here at the bunker.
Clarence?
Help me. I fell down the well.
We'll throw him a rope here in just a second.
Can you guys contact the Midland Fire Department and have them dig a parallel well?
Do you see any baby Jessicas down there?
Yeah, there's a few baby Jessicas down here. Should I get a, stack them on top of each other?
No, we'll just get your, we got a rope ladder. We'll throw
it down there. Yes, throw down a rope ladder and get a Danish children's cartoon character to lower something down for me. Help me!
All right, we'll get Clarence some help. There he goes. Clarence Murphy, our maintenance man.